I'm now standing with Belfast Giants D-man Kevin Phillips. Kevin, you spent 3 years at this club. Must be bittersweet to that your new team's beat your old team.
Yeah, not just that. It was two big points for us. We've had some good battles against Clan this year, and tonight was no different. And like I say, it was good to get the win, and especially against my old team, it was even better.
I mean, this team are so good at the moment, still 17 points clear at the top of the league. What's been the secret to the team's success this year?
I know, we've got an older bunch who just come to play every night, really professional every night. Judash. Yeah, and we just every night we seem to be in every game, whether it's home or away, so we'll just keep going.
What about tonight's game? Got a wee bit of luck in the end, Matt Tow giving the puck up for Dustin Whitecotton, who put it away. Do you look at it as a bit of luck, or how would you assess the game?
It's hockey, those things happen. Like, we put a lot of pressure on them there in the last period, and eventually it paid off, so just good finish by Whitey, and that's it.
How does it feel to be back in Glasgow though? You spent 3 years here.
No, it's nice. It's always good to come back, and especially there's a lot of fans out there now, and it's good to see the club progressing. Got a good team this year, and yeah, it's been nice.
Belfast don't have a game now till Tuesday, Challenge Cup semi-finals against Cardiff. What's the hopes on doing a treble this year like Nottingham last year?
It's too early to say things like that, but we just want to keep playing the way we are, winning games, and see what happens.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Giants netminder and their man of the match tonight with me, Stephen Murphy. Stephen, congratulations on your award tonight. What was that like to play in?
It was a tough game. It was a battle. It was a close fought game, and you know, came down to the wire. And I mean, tough for any team to lose that game, because it was a good tight game. And thankfully for us that we came on top.
Was it always going to come down to that? Something as simple as an error from either team?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what happens in those tight games. So it's unfortunate for the losing team, like I said, because it was a tough fought game and it was a good battle.
You've been in great form this year. That's now 14 in your last 15 matches. How are Belfast so good this season? What do you put it down to?
We've got a good bunch of guys. I mean, we're playing, we got off to a good start, and we basically just kept that going, the momentum going, and we got a good team spirit amongst ourselves, and we're enjoying our hockey, really. That's one of the big things. We're enjoying ourselves in Belfast. So
you get a day off tomorrow, but then you've got Cardiff on Tuesday, that Challenge Cup semi-final. Nottingham Panthers pretty much owned the Challenge Cup these last 4 or 5 years. How big an achievement would it be for Belfast to not only win it, but win it ahead of the Panthers?
Yeah, it's a massive. It's a big game on Tuesday to start off the semi-final, and it's a big tournament for us. I mean, we've been in the final or thereabouts the last 4 years, but like you say, Nottingham have pipped it over us a few times, so hopefully we can get one back.
Played under Paul Adey this season rather than Doug Christensen, as it's been the last 3 years. What's Paul like compared to Doug?
He's a lot quieter of a guy. He's just a different personality, but he's a real nice guy, and everyone's enjoying playing with him anyway. That's the main thing.
What about you coming back to Scotland? Is it always nice to come back?
Yeah,
home fans, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's nice to come back. Bradyhead's got some great fans, and it's always a great atmosphere here, so it's one of the best places to play, that's for sure, as an away team.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Cheers, see you later.